Penguin presents Eve of Man, written by Tom and Giovanna Fletcher, read by Charlotte Ritchie and Josh Dillon. Prologue. On the first day, no one really noticed. Perhaps there was a chuckle among the midwives at the sight of all those babies wrapped in blue blankets, not a pink one in sight. Individual hospitals would have thought nothing of it. They wouldn't have known that this day of blue was only the beginning. On the second day, they frowned, confused, at another 24 hours of blue. Just boys. How baffling. Still, they assumed it was nothing more than coincidence. The Y chromosome was just making more of an appearance than usual. On the third day, the media made light of it. It really is a man's world. That brought the situation to everyone's attention. Doctors and nurses realized theirs wasn't the only hospital to go blue. Blue was taking over. Not just entire hospitals, not just entire countries, but the entire world. Where had the pink gone? With approximately 2.5 million babies born each week, half of whom were usually girls, the sudden imbalance couldn't be ignored. World leaders were called together with the most respected scientists to try to understand what was happening and discuss measures they could take to monitor the situation. They had to find an ethical way of working. They didn't want to strip people of their human rights. That was what they said, initially. At first, it was a phenomenon, but soon it was threatening the survival of humanity, leaving us all on the brink of extinction. That was when government stopped being nice. When women became more controlled and oppressed than ever before. Compulsory tests were carried out. To start with, pregnant women were...